news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Britain's ambassador to the United States, Kim Darroch, has resigned after a series of leaked diplomatic cables revealed he told the prime minister that the Trump administration was, quote, inept and clumsy. This comes after Donald Trump said Monday that the White House would no longer deal with the British ambassador. The calls are growing for the U.S. Labor Secretary Alex Acosta to step down over his involvement in the 2008 plea deal for accused pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Acosta was U.S. attorney in Miami when he signed off on Epstein's agreement, dubbed the deal of a lifetime by the Miami Herald. Epstein avoided federal prosecution on sex trafficking charges by pleading guilty to two state prostitution charges and serving just 13 months in prison. He also had to register as a sex offender. Epstein, who was arrested over the weekend, now faces similar charges. He's pleaded not guilty. If convicted, he faces up to 45 years in prison. Acosta defended how he handled the Epstein deal, saying the actions he took put Epstein in jail, forced him to register as a sex offender, and, quote, put the world on notice that he was a sexual predator. Donald Trump on Tuesday defended his labor secretary, calling Acosta excellent and saying that a lot of people were involved in the Epstein plea deal, not just Acosta.
I met Secretary Acosta, this first time I know, when I made the deal to bring him on into the administration. Fact is, he's been a very good Secretary of Labor. What happened 12 or 15 years ago with respect to when he was a U.S. attorney, I think in Miami, is it Miami?
Yes,
I don't. You know, if you go back and look at everybody else's decisions, whether it's a U.S. attorney or an assistant U.S. attorney or a judge, you go back 12 or 15 years ago or 20 years ago and look at their past decisions, I would think you'd probably find that they would wish they maybe did it a different way. I do hear that there were a lot of people involved in that decision, not just him. I can only say this from what I know and what I do know is that he's been a great, really great Secretary of Labor. The rest of it we'll have to look at. We'll have to look at it very carefully. But you're talking about a long time ago. And again, it was a decision made, I think, not by him, but by a lot of people. So we're going to look at it very carefully.
Regarding Jeffrey Epstein, Trump did as he tends to do when associates of his come under fire. He claims he barely knew him.
Anybody else?
Jeffrey Epstein is a terrific guy.
Well, I knew him like everybody in Palm Beach knew him. I mean, people in Palm Beach knew him. He was a fixture in Palm Beach. I had a falling out with him a long time ago. I don't think I've spoken to him for 15 years. I wasn't a fan. I was not, a long time ago. I'd say maybe 15 years. I was not a fan of his, that I can tell you. I was not a fan of his. So I feel very badly, actually, for Secretary Acosta, because I've known him as being somebody that works so hard and has done such a good job. I feel very badly about that whole situation. But we're going to be looking at that and looking at it very closely.
Too bad for Trump. Quotes are forever. In 2002, he told New York Magazine of Epstein, quote, I've known Jeff for 15 years. Terrific guy. He's a lot of fun to be with. It is even said that he likes beautiful women as much as I do. And many of them are on the younger side. No doubt about it. Jeffrey enjoys his social life. Ugh. As we've been reporting, Donald Trump has vowed to put a citizenship question on next year's census form, despite a Supreme Court decision last month that blocked the move. Then we learned that the Justice Department wanted to change out its legal team that was working on this, but a federal judge on Tuesday rejected that, saying the administration didn't provide any reasons that would justify such a move. A new NBC News report details how migrant children held in a border station or detention center in Yuma, Arizona, told government investigators about unsanitary, overcrowded conditions, retaliation from border agents, and an alleged sexual assault of a teenage girl.
A 15-year-old girl from Honduras described a large bearded officer putting his hands inside her bra, pulling down her underwear, and groping her as part of what was meant to be a routine pat-down in front of other immigrants and officers. The girl said she felt embarrassed as the officer was speaking in English to other officers and laughing during the entire process, according to a report of her account. Kids who spent time in the Yuma border station repeatedly described poor conditions that are not pure byproducts of overcrowding. They reported being denied a phone call, not being offered a shower, sleeping on concrete or outside with only a Mylar blanket, and feeling hungry before their 9 p.m. dinner time.
And finally, Senator Joe Manchin, of all people, introduced a bill Tuesday that would prevent any federal funding for the 2026 World Cup until the U.S. Soccer Federation agrees to provide equal pay to the U.S. women's and men's national teams. I got the news. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.